We started the Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim Sugyas, which will take us for about a week to get through. The Mishnah deals with two cases of putting two tamei things in contact with each other while destroying them, even though the item that has a lower level of tumah is going to now have a higher level of tumah by virtue of the fact that it's in contact with the item that has a higher level of tumah. And Rav Meir uses that as a model to say that you can burn truma tahora together with truma tameya if they're both chametz, even though truma tahora is going to become tameh by coming in contact with the truma tameya. So the first statement in the Mishnah is Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim Omer. In the days of the Kohanim, they wouldn't refrain from burning kachim meat that became tameh from a vlada tuma and is therefore in a very low level of tuma, together with kachim meat that became tameh from an ava tuma and is therefore in a very high level of tuma, even though the meat on the low level of tuma is going to have its tuma intensified by coming in contact with the meat on the higher level of tuma. But the Gemara wonders if the meat that became tameh from a vlada tumah is a sheni anyway, and the meat that became tameh from an av tumah is a rishon. In what way are we being mosif tumah al tumaso? In what way are we intensifying the tumah of the sheni? When a sheni comes in contact with the rishon, it stays a sheni, which it was in the first place. So what's Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim's chiddush? So the Gemara explains that Amar of Yehuda hach bevlad vlada skinan. We're not dealing with a sheni being burnt together with a Rishon, we are dealing with a Shlishi being burnt together with a Rishon. When the Shlishi is burnt together with the Rishon, the Shlishi is upgraded to a Sheni Lutumah. The Gemara questions how the Kachim meat can become Tameh from other Kachim meat in the first place. There's a rule that Ein Ochel Metameh Ochel. Two foods can't be Metameh each other. So that, the Gemara has three approaches. Approach number one is maybe that rule is only for non-Kachim. Maybe it's only for Chulin, maybe it's only for Chulin and Truma, but maybe it doesn't apply to Kachim. Second possibility is maybe it wasn't the meat that's being Metameh the other meat. Maybe the more intensely tameh meat also has a lot of juice, a lot of liquid, and it's the liquid that's being metameh the other meat. And the third possibility is that maybe the halacha that food cannot be metameh other food is only a din d'oraisa, but on a drabbanan level, even food could be metameh other food. That was all Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim's statement. Then the second half of the daf is dedicated to Rabbi Akiva's statement. Hosef Rabbi Akiva va'amar, miyameim shel kohanim lo nimnu mi lahadlik es Hashem en shenifsa b'tzvul yom. Rabbi Akiva adds that they would even light using oil that had become tameh from a tvul yom. A tvul yom is a sheni, so the oil is a shlishi, in a candle that became tameh from a tameh mace. The tameh mace is an av, so that candle would be a rishon. So the Gemara says, so what are you telling me? That you could put a shlishi in contact with the rishon while destroying it? That's exactly what Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim taught me in the first part of the Mishnah. What did Rabbi Akiva add that Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim didn't already teach? Rabbi Akiva is not talking about taking a ner that's a rishon and putting it in contact with shemen that's a shlishi. He's talking about a ner that's made out of metal that had touched an av hatuma, and a metal utensil that touches an av hatuma becomes an av hatuma. So he was putting a shlishi in contact with an av, where the shlishi is not just upgraded to a sheni, it's now upgraded to a rishon. So that's his chiddush, that you're even allowed to move it up two levels of tumah. The chiddush, the Gemara says, why couldn't the chiddush from Yekiva be something much more simple? Say that it's a rishon and a shlishi, but he's dealing with truma oil, with truma oil, which didn't have the ability to be metame anything else. By upgrading it to a sheni, now it has the ability to be metame something else. Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim was dealing with kachim that was a shlishi. Kachim that was a shlishi already had the ability to be metameh other things, and therefore by upgrading it to a sheni, you're not really changing anything. Maybe that's Rabbi Akiva's chiddush. Gemara says if that were his chiddush, we would not have given the example of a candle that came in contact with a tameh mace. We would have given an example of a candle that came in contact with a sheretz. It must be something about cheref harei kecholol, something about the candle being an avatuma. And then the last thing we learned in the daf is that Amar Rav Shmaya Ma'amina Kasav Rabbi Akiva Tumas Mashkin Latame Achirim Da Raisa. Rabbi Akiva clearly holds that liquids like oil have the ability to be metame other things on a Da Raisa level, not just on a Drabanan level, because otherwise there's no chiddush in allowing the shemen to become a Rishon Latuma, since even as a Rishon Latuma, as a liquid, it can't be metame anything else anyway. So what's the great chiddush that you can turn it into a Rishon Latuma? It must be that by turning it into a Rishon Latuma, you're giving it the ability to be metame other things on a Daraisa level. On a Darabanan level, it has the ability anyway to be metame other things, even if it were a Sheni. It must be that you're giving it the ability on a Daraisa level, and that's how Rava sees within Rabbi Akiva that Mashkin have the ability to be metame midaraisa.